Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? We live on the Smith Express. Got my co-host with me, Netto Man.
Yo, yo, Netto Man and this bitch, Smith Express. Let's get to it, strut.
So, yo, alright, I got a special guest with me. A up-and-coming doctor. You know what I'm saying? She got a lot on her mind. Dr. Tamar, what's crackin'?
What's going on?
Alright, so what you want to talk about? I know you were saying you want to talk about the whole black men not wanting to date black women. Like, how you feel about
that? What's up with that? You know, it's the stereotype where, you know, the black men of today's age, they just, I don't know how to say it, but they just think that black women with standards and just don't be going for whatever. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. Like, what is that?
I mean,
what's wrong with y'all? Because ain't nothing wrong with us.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, I don't think that it's a race thing. Like I said, like, I'm for anybody that's letting me, if they let me skeet on them, I'm skeeting on them.
The bad. Take them out. No.
You feel me?
What about your standards, though? Like, you don't care?
I mean, of course I got standards, but I don't think that, like, I'm into whatever it is I'm into. Like, and it's not necessarily a race thing. It's just whoever, you know, steals my heart.
But you just said if they say skeet on me, I'm skeet on.
Yeah.
Like, what about your morals, though? You ain't got none? Like,
yeah, but it's not a race thing, though. It's not a race thing, though. It's not no whole, like, you know, downgrading thing. It's to them. It's two sides. You know what I'm saying? It take two to tangle, you know? But it's more than just a race thing. And But
what do you say to the black
Man, I don't think. I mean, but in today's generation, it's 2020, though, with the whole, you know what I'm saying, interracial dating. That's a big thing now. So, I mean,
I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, but why, like, a lot of guys, not everybody, because, you know, of course it's not everybody, but most black men, like, they be used to date black women, but then you bring up something or a situation they had, they like, oh, nah, they do too much. Like, what do you mean?
No, but even speaking on that note, I'm gonna keep it 100. I do feel like black women don't give white men the same attitude that they give black men, though, and that's real. They change.
Why you say that?
Because black women, when it come down to it, whenever they date a white woman, whenever they date out their race in general, they'll never give the same attitude and fights and fuss that they give the black man, and that's real.
But same goes for black men dating white women.
Like, black women will act. No, listen, not saying all black women, but you got black women out there that when they date out their race, I feel like that they be on some whole, like, they'll change their accent, they'll speak, they'll respect their mama, they'll respect that white man mama. They ain't gonna fight
so
that white man mama.
That's what you're
facts,
saying?
Facts, all facts.
Talk about facts, but what about the black guy?
The black guy,
don't he switch it up too?
No. The black. What you mean? But black, because it's submissive. Like, white women are more into being a family with the, you know, like. With them, like, but black women, and it's beautiful that the black women got the structure they want, that they know what they want, but white women is probably more willing to bend more than a black woman. A black woman is more firm, and I think that could be an issue too, though.
Right? Is that? I mean, I guess it's. You know, it's good with the bad. Like, ain't nothing just 100% good. Like, it's always gonna be a pro and a con to everything. So dating a black woman can have a pro and a con, dating a white woman can have a pro and a con. So I guess it can go both ways.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think that it's just like that one's specific preference, you know. But like, I feel where you coming from, though. But I don't think that it's a target to not want to date black women just because black women is black women. You know, I feel like to each his own.
Well, you done had your fair share. What do you think? Like, why do you prefer?
No, I mean, like I said, like I, like to me, like I mean, I got standards, and like I'm down for whoever, you know what I'm saying? Just like even on some relationship type shit, like I'm into whoever is down to you know what I'm saying? Like that catches my attention more, whether if it's white, black, you know what I'm saying? Mexican, Latino, like I don't just set one bar, you know. I'm not just with one race. I'm open for all.
That's factual. We'll give you truth, Miss Facts, on that one.
Yeah. So I mean, but even but besides that, like we always talk, like whenever we together though, we always talk about deeper situations, especially in today's society, like especially like with the presidential race and how there's so much of a Trump supporter nowadays, and I think that he's done some of the most ignorant things ever. On camera.
Definitely. He don't even be making sense. Even when he does public speaking, like, he contradicts himself. Like, at first, I ain't even gonna lie. I was just, you know, going with everybody else. But when I actually sat down, I'm like, had an open mind. Like, let me just see what he's talking about. So I really just sat down with an open mind, trying to hear what he's talking about. He don't make no sense at all.
Real shit. None. And you know,
he don't have no basis, no facts. Nothing.
Nah, look, and I think the only reason why he's popular and is in right now is because he came after Obama. Like, Obama was so hated as the president that I feel like even if it was SpongeBob being elected, that they would have supported him.
True.
Like, they would support SpongeBob crazy. Because you see, like, I don't know, like, are you friends with some of the workers? I ain't going to say no specific names, but we have a couple of strong support Trump supporters at Walmart where they go hard for Trump, like disrespectfully hard, and it's like I just be seeing that and just like walk the other way.
I don't even want to know them people. I feel like if you're going for him, you're just stupid. Like that just doesn't make sense, because if you really ask the Trump supporter, like, well, why do you want to vote him? Like, what has he done?
Right, they're gonna make up, like, some shit.
It's ignorance at its finest. That's what it is.
Nothing factual.
Yeah,
nothing factual about it. Like. Then they always want to compare, well, you know, with the coronavirus and everything. Like, Biden and Obama dealt with a virus as well, Ebola. You ain't never, none of this happened. None of it.
Yeah, they shut down the whole country.
Yeah.
And
okay, like, none of this happened. I think, like, don't quote me, but I think, like, maybe two people died from Ebola during his presidency. Like, it's a way to go about and handle stuff. Trump, he waits until stuff hit the fan, and he didn't want to do something. It's too late then.
Yeah.
You gotta be proactive.
Right, and it's like even with the Ebola, even though it had its stint, like, it didn't last as long. But if you notice, like, come on, even if Obama and them would have had dealt with this COVID, it's crazy, because it's like, out of all this time, we only got, what, one $1,200 check, and I guess we were supposed to live off that for the rest of the year.
Exactly. And I even talked to some African American people that support Trump. Like, well, he gave us money, he didn't have to. I said, what? He had no choice. Because guaranteed, if he had a choice, you would be getting a dance.
You hear me? And like you see how he dealt with the whole kids in the Mexican border, putting them in cages and stuff.
Inhumane.
It's inhumane out here.
What color you is.
You don't put them in cages away from their mama, and you know that they under 5 years old.
And putting them in the cage like they some animals. Like, come on, G. Inhumane. He don't have no sense or concept for nothing.
The guy's
like,
an idiot.
Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's like, to each his own. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to bash him or whatnot, but just, you got to call it what it is. And it's like, people yeah, because it's like, when people stick up for him, that they always talk about stuff that they heard. It's like, we talk about stuff that he doing for real, and his actual facts
of it. Right, facts. That's what I live my life off, facts. I don't care about no he said, she said, what everybody think, opinions, all that. I'm going off facts. Like, did he do it? Is it factual information that can prove that he did it? And then he normally, to be honest, he tell on himself.
Yeah.
Because he just, he don't know what he be saying. And whoever his press secretary needs to be bad. Because she's terrible.
Hey, did you see the one comment he made? Was like, I think about his daughter. He's like, oh, if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he would sleep with her. Like, who the fuck thinks like that?
He's a fucking creep.
Come on.
Like, who?
He ain't got no morals for women, African Americans. But then, this is my other thing with Trump. He cares so much about Mexicans. Like, what about all the other Nigerians and Cubans and everybody else that left? Like, why are you so concerned about Mexicans? Yeah. Like, you singling out one race.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
And to me, like, Mexico, so much stuff that's being imported from Mexico that's important to the United States. It's like, without Mexico, a percentage of the United States wouldn't be United States if it wasn't for Mexico.
Without immigrants, the United States wouldn't be shit, period.
Because they know we ain't cutting no bread. You feel me?
I swear to God.
We not cleaning no house. We ain't doing none of that. We did that. We not doing it no more.
Yeah.
Our ancestors did all that. So why not let them come and do what we ain't gonna do? You feel
me? He sure ain't gonna do it.
Oh, sure ain't. You know I ain't. I ain't cleaning not a flow.
No, I'm talking about Trump. You snap.
You know he ain't doing nothing. He don't even pay his taxes. Ooh, but that's a different story.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and how many times he filed bankruptcy and they talking about he a successful businessman and he blew out the BIM, like, buddy ass, wow.
Even doing this, and this goes to show you how incorrect they be. Even doing his Republican, the Republican thing they was doing, they was fact checking everything they was saying throughout the whole Republican convention. Like, and all of it was untrue. Like, just saying stuff that's untrue.
Yeah,
I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch the Republican convention?
Nuh-uh. No, I ain't gonna lie though. I haven't. But even though all the hate that he has for Mexico, like, isn't his wife? She's
foreigner.
Not.
She's
foreigner.
An immigrant.
Foreigner.
Yeah, she's a foreigner.
Yeah, and it's like,
yes, foreigner.
So I know she feels some type of way. You know what I'm saying? In general, but her being a wife and the power he has. All he got to do is, you know what I'm saying, snap his fingers and she gone. So she probably just going along with the flow.
Right.
You could tell she hates his ass,
too. She might be
too.
Gone after he get out the White House.
Oh, yeah. She definitely leaving, though.
Because it's just her aura. Like, even when they together, it don't even look like they're a couple. It look like
she
a
she too deep into it that she has to ride with it now.
Yeah.
She
don't look happy.
She in there.
She don't look happy at all, but she got to ride with the shit now because she too deep into it. They could kill her at any time.
Yeah, hey, and I'm...
Okay, the Porter,
Santa Fe. You snap. But, like, you know what I'm saying? When Puerto Rico was going through what they was going through, I didn't like how he handled it when he was giving out them paper towels and it was throwing it at them like he playing basketball.
Yeah,
like,
even that little thing he did with the Bible in front of the burnt up church. Like, first of all, you holding the Bible the wrong way. Like, he just... See, they don't think about stuff before they do it. Like, whoever his powers that be, they make him look even stupider. Like, awesome. Somebody got a brain somewhere, don't they? Like, tell him, no, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your job to tell him what's good and what's not good. What's bad press. Like, and how you a president on Twitter all day? Like, who's running the country?
I swear, hey, but you know what else though? I'm gonna keep it honest with you. I think George Bush was a better president than Trump.
Man, George Bush makes this man look like, man, you kidding me?
Okay.
George Bush was a way better president than this. He made George Bush look like Brian Gumbel.
I swear to God. That's real shit.
See,
because
Trump, I never even call him president because he don't even act like that. Like, he be talking about, like, I've never seen a president do
Obama was never on Twitter.
And you know what? People were so judgmental about Obama taking a lot of breaks and, you know, doing his golfing and things like that. But nobody said shit about George, about goddamn Donald Trump and his fucking Twitter fingers. You know that?
He be
right.
On.
Right. All day, though.
All
like,
day.
That question me
and
right
shit
there.
Nobody
hey,
cares about
be
either.
A president, and you on Twitter all day. How? How do you even have time for that?
This is the most ridiculous shit
sense.
Ever.
No, hey, you know what else? You know what else to show that he doesn't have the qualifications? Because how does Kim K have that much power to look like a activist to release people from prison and he go
right,
for
come
it?
Come on, what's she do?
You
what
feel me? She ain't got no education
that?
And
like,
shit.
Right. Like, she ain't got no education.
She ain't got no education
to
do nothing.
She want to go to lawyer school. Like, yeah. You know, more power to her to want to do something better.
From a sex tape.
That's cool. But how you get that influence over a president? Like, and all you got to do is go have a conversation and all of a sudden somebody get released. Like, come on, G. Y'all tripping.
Well, it's way more powerful people that could be standing up, that should be standing up. I mean, it's a good thing she trying, but it's like, bitch, you popped off of a sex tape. Go sit down somewhere. I swear to God.
He let Rob LaGloria bitch out. Like,
yeah.
He just as corrupt as you. Like, of course you gonna let him out.
That's crazy. But yet, but hey, free Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
That man... Now, they did him so well. He probably did do half the stuff, but I'm just like, what happened to the statute of limitations, D? Like, how you live till you 85 and now you want to press charge? Like,
right, talking about some. No, look, and she's talking about some of the events that happened 30, 40 years ago. Bitch don't know what she wore last week.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't understand them statutes. Like, he may or may have not. I wasn't there. But at the end of the day, how can you let 40, 50, 60 years go by. This man 95, and now all of a sudden you want to say something?
Yeah,
like, I don't get that, G. I don't get that.
Real
I feel like it should be a window to say something, and if you don't, it's just null and void.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And real shit, like, even with Michael Jackson, I'm still supporting Michael Jackson, though. Like, they snapped on Michael.
I don't know about the allegations against him. I don't know. It's just like everybody just wanna. I don't know who to believe. You feel me? It's just so much.
I'm talking about like why
just,
now?
It's so much foul shit in the world. You really don't know who to believe. But if it's one of your favorite celebrities, you wanna back them up.
But not able. Hey, but I'm gonna keep it 100 though. Look, all that canceling these celebrities and canceling certain people, they know how to cancel. Like the only people that black people cancel is black people. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't ever cancel nobody else that should be canceled.
You know, all the white folks that get canceled eventually come back. Look at Charlie Sheen. Look at Kramer. Look at all of them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Charlie Sheen was a big L. He should have been out of the game. Now you see him in these Life Alert commercials with his punk-ass daddy and shit.
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, too, though. Mark Wahlberg should have been out of here. You see the right
little fuck boy.
You ain't here? Like, early in his life, like around 18, 19... He was beating up all these different racist people. He done did jail time and everything from it.
He was beating up racist people.
Like people are different races. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, also just randomly doing it.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg used to be into
and
like
I'm
bullshit.
Talking about, yeah, like and
he used to steal cars and all types of shit back in the day.
Real shit. He was wild. Like
he was a wild boy. He was robbing people and everything.
Yeah, like, he did some shit to, like, an old veteran or whatnot and harmed him. Like, yeah. And it was like he did jail time. Like, he got convicted and everything. He should have been gone. And like, they just brought up everything.
He's a good actor, though. I like him as an actor.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, but there's so much cancellation going on, you know?
I don't believe in that cancel. Everybody expect their own chances. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody deserve a chance. Like, everybody mess up. Ain't nobody perfect.
Kanye West.
You can't please everybody either. It's always gonna be
fun. Kanye West should be, that's the only person I think should be canceled is Kanye West.
He needs somebody that's gonna get him right, like 100%, like genuinely had his heart. And
Kim
I feel
K
like
fucked him
since
up.
His mama passed, he don't have that go to person that's gonna get him right.
Kim K fucked him
he
up.
He was already messed up before he got with her. She just made it worse.
I swear to God.
Because they enable him though. They let him do what he want to do when he needs help. They just let him do whatever he want to do. Like, you know, he needs some structure because he's so gone in the head. You know, he was diagnosed with that bipolar. Like, that ain't nothing to play with. You feel me? And if you don't check that, he going to be doing what he doing.
And it's get worse over the years, but, like, I've been lost support. You know what I'm saying? With even besides the whole him supporting Trump and the... And that whole mega hat wearing type shit, like that shit real. Motherfuckers really out here. Niggas will beat your ass for Trump.
Motherfuckers really getting their ass beat for that shit. Yeah.
That shit crazy. But y'all,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, hey, it's definitely an honor though for you to stop by to be on my podcast though.
Yeah, definitely
no
one for the books.
No problem. No problem. Smith back. Hey.
You snap. But shit, dog, I'm going to definitely let you go. You know what I'm saying? You handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to tune in again, though, pretty soon, so.
All right. Love. Thanks for having me.
All right, for sure, y'all.
Thanks. Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Yo, and then there you have it, you know, another great episode. We're up and coming, Dr. Tomorrow. We talked about a lot of different things. We wasn't trying to force no hate nothing, or, you know what I'm saying, we just basing our opinion on different things. Smith Lives Matter, not just playing, all Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, you know. Here it is, Smith Express, another episode. Nothing,
Smith,
man.
Smith Express all day, every day. Get in tune with it. If you're not already with it, then strut.
There you have it. Yeah.